This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The music will go on at the Colorado Springs Philharmonic now that the Musicians Union has agreed to a new contract. Here's CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo.
After months of negotiations, the Colorado Springs Philharmonic and the Pikes Peak Musicians Association settled on a new 3-year contract that will bring the musicians back on stage for live audiences. There will be fewer performances and lower pay for the musicians this season, but both will gradually increase over time. The Colorado Springs Philharmonic will return to the stage with Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker in partnership with the Oklahoma City Ballet for Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
The Denver Art Museum has been working to return 4 objects that were in its collection to Cambodia. The items are connected to an indicted art dealer. University of Denver Professor Elizabeth Campbell directs the Center for Art Collection Ethics.
Part of the problem when these works end up at museums, provenance research or ownership research, tracing an object's history, is often an area that museums have not invested in enough. And so they tend to be short-staffed.
Campbell says the research is also time-consuming. The Denver Art Museum has been working since 2019 to investigate the objects in question. 82 cases of salmonella have been identified in Colorado as Northeast Seafood Products based in Denver issued a recall last week. The FDA linked a 14-state salmonella outbreak to the company. The affected products distributed from May to October 7th include haddock, salmon fillet, and Pacific cod, according to a CDC announcement. More than 100 people have reported illness and 19 have been hospitalized. This is CPR and KRCC. Grand Junction is at 60 degrees with some clouds.